coming to you live from Browns headquarters in Berea, Ohio. This is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, in association with Quaker Steak and Lube.
40, 45, 50, he's in open field, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown! It's a one-play drive!
Now, here's your host, Vic Carucci.
And a very happy Football Wednesday to you all. Thank you for joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. We're focusing today's show on the opposition, on the Seattle Seahawks, whom the Browns will face on Sunday at Cleveland Browns Stadium. We're going to have a Hall of Famer with us in this process. Warren Moon, former Seahawks quarterback, Hall of Famer, of course, Viking quarterback, Houston Oilers quarterback. He's going to join us. He's going to talk about the Seahawks. Also going to reflect with him on Cam Newton. You might recall that Warren Moon was an essential part of Cam Newton's sort of off-season pre-draft and off-season work as Newton was making his case, A, to be the top overall pick of the draft, which he was, Carolina Panthers taking him, and B, the guy who has since become really a tremendous player as a rookie. He's been dynamic. And Warren Moon had a lot to do with that. He's been a counselor, provided guidance for young Cam. So we're going to get into that with Moon as well. You'll find that all interesting. He's now also, Warren Moon, on the board of the Pro Football Hall of Fame. He replaces the late Merlin Olsen, who had that role. And Moon is now on that board. And they're meeting, that board is convening, actually, in Canton, Ohio tomorrow. So good to know about that. And, of course, Moon is the Seahawks color analyst. He works on their broadcast, their radio network, and he'll be in town for the game handling those duties as well. And then we hear from Pete Carroll, the head coach of the Seahawks. He spoke with Browns media today via conference call. So we have the sound from that. And he covered a wide variety of topics. We'll bring that to you as we do each week, some sound from the head coach of the opponent, and a nice breakdown because he talks about a lot of things, including a fellow San Franciscan, Mike Holmgren, the Browns president and a former Seahawks coach. Carroll has some interesting things to say about that. You're going to want to make sure you listen to that. And on Wednesday, we go inside the locker room for the first of our two times, our weekly feature. Jameer Howerton, our own, does that for us. Jameer sitting down today with tight end Alex Smith. He of the touchdown catch against the Raiders last week. So we talk some offense with him, what moves and attempts can be made in the course of practice to try to improve this offense. And he knows he's a part of that, and you can tell this young man takes it very seriously about trying to do his part, the tight ends trying to do their part collectively, the players on the entire offense trying to make it happen for the Browns and try to make improvements that are much needed as they go into this game against Seattle. So we'll have that for you as well. An interactive show, and it's always interactive. We want you involved in many ways. One, of course, is our poll question. And, man, we put one up today on the Browns official Facebook page that generated a whole lot of interest, which I thought it would. And the question was, is the post-game coach's handshake still a good idea after what happened between Jim Harbaugh, of course, the 49ers coach, and Jim Schwartz, the coach of the Lions? And you know what happened. They got into a, well, they attempted to get into an altercation. I should say Schwartz did, and they were separated. You've seen that video, I'm sure, about a gazillion times by now. And it's still a very, very hot topic. So we asked you that question and why, and we asked you yes or no on whether this handshake idea, this custom that has been in place for as long as there's been football, or certainly in the NFL, and an encouraged sign of good sportsmanship that doesn't always work out that way. And it didn't in this case because, as you know, Jim Harbaugh attempted to shake Schwartz's hand apparently a little too hard, came into it with a little too much oomph and enthusiasm. Schwartz was taken aback by that. And then I think Harbaugh said something, according to Schwartz, an expletive after the fact, and then that got Jim Schwartz all fired up, and it was fun to watch the PR staff. Bob Lang is the guy you see with the goatee and in the suit who's trying to stand between, actually tries to slow down Schwartz from going after Jim Harbaugh. He heads up the public relations staff for the 49ers. So he's with his guy Harbaugh. And I've known Bob a long time. He used to work for the Eagles, and he's taken a lot of harassment for making this video as the attempted peacemaker. Didn't have much luck with that. Once players got involved and others got involved to help cool things down, but it, kind of an ugly scene. And maybe it's changed what we think about this whole handshake thing. My sense of it is I think it's maybe become passé. Maybe we don't try to force this anymore. I know it's always been a sign of sportsmanship or good sportsmanship. Hey, guys, you know, after the competition, the two head coaches will shake hands. And it's supposed to be symbolic of something, and I'm not so sure it's working anymore. Coaches get fired up. They really do. They're entitled to. We're going to see Jim Harbaugh, by the way, in the Browns game after this one, when the Browns travel out to San Francisco. Be interesting to see what the post-game situation is between Coach Harbaugh and Browns coach Pat Shurmur. That's a pretty big guy, no nonsense guy. So we'll see how that plays out there. Okay, and we also, and by the way, this poll is brought to you by Quaker Steak and Lube. We also answer your questions. Ask Vic. You send those questions to us via our official Facebook page or official Twitter pages. And Sam asks via Facebook, this week will we see less of Josh Cribbs on offense and more on special teams? And that, of course, is in response to Cribbs' comments about wanting to be involved in coverage, wanting to, you know, returns and coverage, be more a factor in the teams, and angry and upset as so many were over the 101-yard Jacoby Ford touchdown return against Oakland and reacting to that and really not backing off of his stance. But Pat Shurmur mentioned today that he spoke with Cribbs, that they had what he called a personal discussion about it, wanted to read the comments he made to know what was said by Cribbs in the media about this and then deal with it with him. And my answer to that question, will we see, I don't know exactly what we're going to see, but I would hope and anticipate that it stays the same with Josh Cribbs involved heavily on offense, involved as a receiver, involved as a playmaker. The Browns need more, not less playmakers. Cribbs qualifies, in my mind, as the second most dynamic playmaker as a receiver that the Browns have after Greg Little. And maybe they're closer to equal, but Little, I think, is the more defined receiver, and he's a rookie, but in terms of catching the ball, making moves, running patterns, you know, we're more comfortable, I think, certainly knowing he's the number one guy. But I like Cribbs in that receiving role as well, and I would want to see more, not less of that. Steve asks, do you think that if we get the receivers very involved, our offense will start to find the rhythm? I would go along with that, Steve. Very involved in the attempt to get receiver more involved or receivers more involved started with that Oakland game. 12 targets for Greg Little was a sign of the emphasis. And it isn't just throwing to them. It's throwing to them more effectively. But yes, the attempt has to be made. The effort has to be made. The solution has to come to the problem of these guys not stretching defenses. And it has to happen with the group at hand. Short of changing the receiving core and finding people who can do that. And that doesn't happen, folks, in October. Doesn't happen this time of year. You get that set during the course of the season, of the off season, before the season, when you set your roster. Doesn't happen now. So you need to make the most of what you have. And that's what I think is the solution for that. Okay, in a couple of minutes, we are going to have for you a conversation with a Hall of Famer, with one Warren Moon, coming up here on Cleveland Browns Daily. It's driven by Liberty Ford, and it's brought to you by Madden NFL 12, in stores now, EA Sports. It's in the game.
Shop Ohio's largest selection of Ford trucks at Liberty, Ohio's number one Ford dealer group, and get the best deal of the year on a new Ford Ranger. Liberty Ford has hundreds of fuel-efficient Rangers in stock now with up to $5,000 in rebates. Or get 0% financing for 60 months, plus $1,000 cash back, and another $1,000 for your trade. That's 0 for 60 plus $2,000 on Ranger. Guaranteed financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty is in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick.
At First Merit Bank, getting to know our customers is important to us. So how do we do it? Well, it's simple. By listening, learning, understanding your business, and by turning all those things into a real, roll-up-our-sleeves, working-together-to-achieve-your-future-goals kind of relationship. So let's start now. Hey, how about that game? Let's get to know each other. First Merit Bank. You first. Member FDIC.
Med and NFL 12 delivers an authentic NFL experience with an all-new collision system, team-specific runners, and real-life broadcast with all-new dynamic player performance. Players' traits rise and fall based on their performance throughout the game. Madden NFL 12, true to the game. EA Sports Madden NFL 12 is available now. Want to learn more? Go to ea.com/MaddenNFL.
Universal Windows Direct is back with our crazy $99 window sale.
Bill, I can't believe we're doing this. For every window you buy, you get the second one for $99.
Mike, that's almost like giving the windows away, man.
Dude, I hear you, but it's fall, home improvement time, and we don't want people to trust their windows to just any company.
I agree. We haven't even mentioned 36 months interest-free financing.
So call us right now at 216-518-8900, and we'll give you an extra 15% off.
You're killing me, Mike.
Call Universal Windows Direct, and tomorrow you'll be saved.
I love my windows.
Today seems like the world wants everything to be fast. It has to be world record 100 meter dash with a strong tailwind fast. Things need to be so fast we don't even have time for words. OMG, LOL, TTYL. People even rush through the insurance process. Can you quote him? I covered maybe. Who knows? It was so fast. What just happened?
At Liberty Mutual, we believe in taking the time to understand your needs so you can get the coverage that's right for you today. Find a local office at libertymutual.com/agents and take the time to speak to an agent about your auto, home, or life insurance today. Liberty Mutual Insurance. Responsibility. What's your policy?
Doug Deacon here for Infinity of Bedford. Located in the heart of Bedford's Auto Mile, Infinity of Bedford is the number one Infinity store in Ohio, Michigan, Kentucky, and Indiana for the last 4 years. They have the largest selection of Infinities and have more service technicians than anyone else to take care of your Infinity. They have pickup service at your home or office and a fleet of loan vehicles to use while you have your Infinity service. To find your next Infinity or for service, visit InfinityofBedford.com. Infinity of Bedford, a Penske Automotive dealership.
ESPN Cleveland's traffic.
90 westbound at Crocker Road, accident cleared, but you're back into Hilliard. The inbound East Shoreway is slowing down because of a broken down before Dead Man's Curve. Two lanes blocked on the center side, pushing you back towards MLK. Outbound East Shoreway, slow Dead Man's Curve to MLK. 71 southbound, slow West 150th to Bagley. 40 eastbound back in the Valley View Bridge to Warrensville Center. And 271 southbound, 422 over to Forbes. I'm Libby Rhodes, ESPN 850, WKNR. Traffic.
And we're so happy to welcome you back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. And this segment is brought to you by Madden NFL 12 in stores now, EA Sports. It's in the game. Pleased to be joined right now by Hall of Fame quarterback Warren Moon. Warren, welcome to the show.
Oh, Vic, great to talk to you. How you been?
I've been great, and loving life in this new gig. And you're, of course, in the media business as well as an analyst on the Seahawks radio network. And you're a busy guy. Also, I know you'll be heading to Canton very soon, if I'm not mistaken, tomorrow, because you're on the board of the Pro Football Hall of Fame.
Yeah, I got put on there about a year ago after Merlin Olsen passed away, and of course, Merlin was I was a big fan of his growing up in Los Angeles, being a Rams fan, and it was sad to see him go, but I got voted on in his place, and now I'm just trying to get up to speed on everything that's going on with the Hall of Fame, because there's a lot of different things going on, a huge renovation project going on right now, so I'm going to be down there for a day, just going through an orientation and kind of getting up to speed on all the different programs.
Right, and then of course the Seahawks are going to be here for Sunday's game, and I know the team, you guys will be getting here on Friday to get oriented with that. And let's start our conversation with the Seahawks team that's 2-3, same record as the Browns. But, Warren, I say their record feels a little better because they won their last game before the bye, beating the Giants in the last seconds of that game and winning two of their last three. Do you sense that the Seahawks are going in the right direction?
I think they are, Vic. I think they're a young football team that is really trying to find themselves. They've made a lot of changes over the last couple of years with Pete Carroll as their coach and John Snyder as their general manager. They're trying to restructure that whole roster, trying to become a bigger team, a much faster and stronger team, and also a younger football team. And they've kind of accomplished all those things, but in the process, team that doesn't really know each other that well, especially on the offensive side of the ball. A lot of new faces, new quarterback, new system going in this year. So I think they're just starting to come up to speed, and I think not having the offseason with a full training camp and the offseason program like everybody else went through with the lockout this year, it really hurt them more than anybody because of all the changeover and all the transition.
And they've really made some dramatic shifting in how they're approaching games. The first few games of the season, first three games of this season, they were running a conventional offense. These last two, it's been a real quick-paced, fast-paced, no-huddle approach, and that seems to, well, clearly it's produced more points for them. I believe like 25 more points in the two games compared to the first three. How do you see them handling that?
Well, they did a really good job over the last couple of games with it, with Tavares Jackson leading that no-huddle offense and kind of a more up-tempo type of style. And I think as a quarterback, because he had so many new pieces that he was working with and with a very young, inexperienced offensive line, it seemed like they worked better with an up-tempo pace as opposed to slowing it down and huddling and having more time to think about what they had to do. It seemed like they made more mistakes that way. So the whole offense seemed to really gel around this up-tempo, no-huddle type of deal, and they did a nice job with it. But now Tavares Jackson is injured. He has a pectoral injury, and he probably won't play this week against the Browns. So Charlie Whitehurst will come in and take over, and they'll basically do some of the same things. I'm sure they'll run some up-tempo, no-huddle as well, but I'm sure they'll huddle up a little more as well, too.
Yeah, you've got more than your share of experience with the different tempo and certainly with running the spread offense and going at a hurried pace. So what is the key to making that work? Is it all about the quarterback? In other words, because it worked so well with Tavares Jackson and maybe suited his skills, that it is something that you probably can't necessarily expect another guy like Charlie Whitehurst to do it. I'm not suggesting he isn't capable of it, but is it suited specifically to the guy you have under center or behind center more than anything else?
No, I think it's more suited for this team because of the newness of everyone to each other than it's suited for this offense. And I think Charlie Whitehurst is another guy who will benefit from this because he doesn't know the offense as well as Tavares did. This is an offense that Tavares ran at Minnesota under Darrell Bevell, the offensive coordinator. So he was familiar with the offense, but it's all the other guys that weren't. So I think everybody else is benefiting from this. And Charlie came in a relief duty against the New York Giants and actually made some big plays down the stretch to win that football game. And he came in cold off the bench and ran this no huddle and did a pretty good job with it without a lot of practice. So I think they'll continue to do it with him in there as well. But I think it benefits the whole offense.
And speaking of the whole offense, another big component to this is Marshawn Lynch. And he is, we know, an explosive and tough and physical runner. And he's the kind of guy that can give any defense a hard time. And I would look, when you're playing on the road, I would look for him to be obviously a big factor in this game against the Browns Sunday. Your sense of where Marshawn is now in this season with the Seahawks and how they're utilizing him and how this faster pace affects that?
Well, I think Marshawn's really starting to get his timing now with this offensive line. The first two or three weeks were really slow. They just weren't getting a lot of movement at the line of scrimmage, a lot of blown assignments up front in that zone blocking scheme. But I think each and every week they start to get a little bit better up front. It helps Marshawn. And last week against the Giants, he had, I think, 93 yards in that ball game, his best game of the year. And he's also catches the ball out of the backfield. So he's a guy that can do a lot of different things. He'll show you the very tough physical style of running when you need a couple of yards. But he can also show, like he did last week, where he can take it the distance as well, and he has the speed to get outside and make the long run. So as they continue to get better up front, it's only going to help Marshawn in that running game, and that'll be another added weapon to this offense.
He and their whole thing with him is wearing you down, right? I mean, he is a guy that basically by pounding on you by the latter stages of the game is when he can be even more effective.
There's no question about it, and I think most good running backs or most great running backs get better as the game progresses. As the defense starts to wear down, the better running backs get a little bit stronger, the Adrian Petersons and guys like that. So this is what you want to do with Marshawn Lynch. You want to get him the ball early in the ball game, no question about it, But after you get a lead, whether it's throwing or running the football, you want to be able to hand him the football later on in the game and just let him take over against a tired defense, and that's when he breaks tackles, and that's when the big long runs usually come in ball games.
Hall of Fame quarterback Warren Moon, an analyst for the Seahawks Radio Network, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. An interesting matchup is this. You brought up the Seahawks offensive line, and in particular the right side of that line, Warren, where you have two rookies starting, John Moffitt at the guard spot and James Carpenter at tackle, facing a Browns defensive front or defensive line that has two rookies as well, in Phil Taylor, Jabal Sheard, Taylor at tackle and Sheard at end. As you look at this, does that cancel each other out a little bit, that it's two rookies against two rookies, or how have you seen the progress of Moffitt and Carpenter and their readiness to handle the continued challenges that they face week in, week out?
Well, I think those two are getting better as they play next to each other. The tough part about two rookies playing against each other in the offensive line as opposed to the defensive line, they don't really have anybody to feed off of as far as helping them with calls, maybe making little adjustments as they go along in the ball game because they don't have a veteran playing next to them. So they're kind of having to do this on the fly. And on the defensive side, I think it's a little bit easier to play over there as a younger player, because in defense you're just asking guys to react to the football. They definitely have assignments that they have to do, but I don't think they're as intricate as what offensive linemen have to do as far as working together. So it might be that the Browns' favor to have, you know, two rookies over there on the defensive line. But like I said, these two guys have really progressed over the last two or three weeks, and they're starting to get a lot more confident in what they're doing.
Warren, what do you see from the Seahawks' defense? The Browns, of course, coming into this game with an offense that has been notoriously slow starting games, scoreless in first quarters in four of the five they've played so far. Colt McCoy, it's been uneven and really an inability to make a lot of the big plays happen. As you assess the way this Seahawk defense plays, is that the kind of opponent that maybe they'd figure to have success with, or where do you see their vulnerabilities?
Well, I think they're very, very good against the run. I think they're seventh in the league against the run, so they do a very nice job in that front seven. They've given up a lot of yards in the passing game, and part of that reason is because teams have not been able to run the football on them, so they've thrown the ball a lot. But they really became a much more opportunistic defense, especially against Eli Manning a couple of weeks ago, picked him off three times. So they're starting to get the turnovers that you would hope out of that young secondary. They did lose Marcus Trufant this past week. He's been put on IR, and he was the only guy back there really with a lot of experience. So they're going to be starting another young kid, you know, out there on the corner. So that might be something the Browns might want to look at as far as, you know, trying to expose Walter Thurman, who's going to be at that left cornerback spot where you get most of your passes thrown over on the right side of the offense. So we'll have to see how that pans out. But the Seahawks are very high on Walter Thurman, and we'll just have to see how he plays under the big lights of being a starter now as opposed to just being a nickelback.
Warren, year two of the Pete Carroll regime there in Seattle, your sense of how that's working. He's such a, we know him to be such an upbeat and positive guy. And when media there recently were trying to get him to talk about a rebuilding program or whatever, a continuation of that from last year, his response after that giant win is, hey, we're right where we need to be. We're not a work in progress. Do you buy that, A, and B, do you buy what he's selling to this team, and do you see a buy-in from the players?
Well, I think from his standpoint of the message he wants to get across to his players, he wants them to think that they have a chance to win now. It's just like last year when he came in. They ended up winning the division, even though they didn't have a winning record. They won the division because he instilled in them that we're not rebuilding this program, that we are making some changes, but we continue to want to win each and every week. They ended up winning a division and winning a playoff game in his first year after making a bunch of wholesale changes, and he feels like the same thing this year. Even though they're making some changes on the offensive side of the ball, you know, nine new faces on that offense this year, he still feels like the message you got to give to your football team is we want to go out with the idea of winning each and every week. So I think in the back of his mind, in the back of that front office, they know that they're going through transition, but he wants to send a message to his players, we're going to try and win every time out, and we can win our division again this year like we did last year.
Warren, I know you're involved in so many different things on multiple fronts concerning football and sports. One thing I do want to get to is your help as a consultant with Cam Newton, how he turned to you and really leaned on you during the time between the end of the draft and then when he was going into the draft and then going into his first season now with Carolina. That's worked out so well. You were such a proponent of this kid, and you basically told anyone who would listen what an outstanding player you thought he would be. He's making you look pretty smart right now.
He is really making me look smart right now, and I never thought he'd get off to this greatest start. You know, they haven't won that many ball games, but I tell you what, he's putting up big-time quarterback numbers in his first four or five games of the season, and that's the frustrating thing to him is he's been a winner his whole career, and he wants to win more ball games. He could care less about the numbers, but he has definitely shown that the game is not too big for him. The stage of quarterback in the NFL is not too big for him, even though he's a rookie, and he's really caught on very quickly. But part of that reason is because of his work ethic. The guy really worked his tail off in the offseason in order to get himself ready for the NFL type of game. He got a hold of his playbook when he got drafted and really studied it well with guys who knew that playbook and helped him learn it. And then, he's listened to all the different people that have been involved in his life. So he's a guy that wants to be great. He works at being great, and he's getting some really good results early in his career.
I'll say this because I think it'll sound better coming from me than from you, but isn't he basically a young Warren Moon? I mean, isn't he what you are in terms of the physical prototype, the size, the athleticism, the big strong arm, that whip that he can have when he throws the ball? I see that's when I see him, I really kind of see you. And is that what made so much sense in terms of the two of you working together? And can you break down like the technical part of his game for us?
Yeah, if you look at him, he's like me times 1.5. I mean, this guy is 6'6". He's 250 pounds. I was never even close to that big, but he does possess some of the same things I had when I first came into football as far as the athletic ability, the strong arm, a guy that can make all the different throws. And yeah, I did see a lot of myself in him when I saw him as a young player coming out. I actually saw him coming out of high school in a football camp that I was doing down at the at Disney World, and that's where I first met him. And I saw this big raw kid that had all this ability, but he was still raw. And once he went into high school he just became a great player in high school. Then he went on to the University of Florida, then transferred, and we all know the history of winning a national championship at junior college, then winning a national championship at Auburn. He just has a special quality about his personality, a very infectious personality that really gets people to rally around him. He has great leadership skills and a great athleticism. So with all those things combined, he's had a very, very successful career so far. And the main thing he had to do coming out of college was just refine his technique as far as his footwork, because what you're asked to do in the spread offense is totally different than what you're asked to do in an NFL-type offense. And that was what the job I was asked to do, was help him perfect that part of it. And once he got that down, you're seeing the fruits of his labor.
Another thing on your plate is a marketing company you have called Sports One Marketing. And if you can explain a little bit about that, I've heard it's a very successful company that you've got going. Explain what you do there.
Well, I was involved in the sports management part of it with Lee Steinberg for a few years after I got out of football, and I decided I didn't want to be in the sports management side of it. I liked the marketing and the business development side, and so I formed a company with my CEO by the name of Dave Meltzer, and we wanted to start a company where we could take advantage of the different relationships that we've had in the sports business over the last 25, 30 years, and do something that was a little bit different, not representing athletes, but representing corporations that had critical business interest in sports and entertainment. So we'd go to different CEOs and ask, what do you want to do in sports? And they would let us know what they want to do, and we write out a formula on how to get it done. So that's one prong of our business. The other prong is we do events that have a charitable component with them. So we'll put on golf tournaments, different dinners, bowling events, whatever it might be, that have a component that gives money to a charity. So that's another part of what we do. And then we're also involved in sports production, where we are involved in inspirational and aspirational sports movies and television projects. So that's the three prongs of our business, and it's going very well, and we're really excited about all the different opportunities that we have out there.
And you can check out more details about Sports One Marketing at Sports One Marketing. That's sports with the number one, marketing.com. Also check out Warren Moon's Twitter at WMoon1. Warren, great stuff, and I thank you so much for taking the time with us.
Hey, Vic, always great talking to you, and you know where to get me if ever you need me, all right?
Absolutely, and we'll see you on Sunday. Hall of Fame quarterback Warren Moon joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Much more coming up on ESPN 850 WKNR.
The hottest lease deals of the year are going on now at Liberty Ford, Ohio's number one Ford dealer group. Save big and lease Liberty's bestsellers, Ford Fusion or Escape, for only $179 a month. That's right, your choice, the fuel-efficient Fusion or Escape for just $179. Great fuel economy, great payment, great choice. Liberty guarantees financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's been stolen. Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion.
Quaker Steak and Lube is the official chicken wing of the Cleveland Browns. Stop into your local lube on any game day to get the exclusive Dog Pound Bucket of wings. And guess what? You get to keep the signature Dog Pound Bucket. Don't worry, it's plastic, so you can clean off the lube wing sauce easily. Enjoy your Dog Pound Buckets at the lube or swing through the pickup wingo window and take it home for your party. Quaker Steak and Lube is proud to be the official chicken wing of the Cleveland Browns.
At Biljack, we know your dog is an important member of your family. Since 1947, we've been committed to providing only the highest quality nutrition and the absolute best-tasting dog food. Biljack is a proud partner of the Cleveland Browns, the biggest dogs in town. And like the Browns, Biljack is a hometown favorite made right here in Medina, Ohio. So pick up a bag of Biljack frozen dog food today. Biljack will make a visible difference in your dog's appearance, and your dog will love the taste, guaranteed. Available at your local Discount Drug Mart.
I'm Joel Matlin, president of Alarm Force. Did you know that you can get a wireless Alarm Force home security system even if you don't have a home phone line? So call us today and know that even without a landline, you can have the peace of mind of knowing that your home and family are protected by the most trusted name in home security, Alarm Force.
Call 1-800-267-2001. Alarm Force.
Ohio's best choice for home security.
Mayhem is everywhere.
I'm a college football radio announcer. I live in your car speakers. I make you feel like you're at the game when you can't be at the game.
There's 4 seconds left. It's 4th and 22.
You grip the steering wheel.
The quarterback tosses a prayer into the end zone.
You hold your breath. You lean in and rear end a delivery truck. And if you have cut rate insurance, you could have to deal with this mess all by yourself. So get Allstate and get an agent. You could save money and be better protected from mayhem, like me.
Let a professionally trained and licensed Allstate agent help you get the coverage you need and all the discounts you deserve. Give an Allstate agent a chance to show you why, dollar for dollar, nobody protects you from mayhem like Allstate.
Coverage subject to terms, qualifications, and availability. Allstate Property and Casualty Insurance Company and Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and their affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Hey, Cleveland. Tired of hearing the phrase, wait until next year?
Next year.
Next year. Well, at Medina Volkswagen Mazda, next year is now. Medina Volkswagen Mazda is ushering in a new era of unbelievable savings with their 2012 fleet of award-winning fuel-efficient vehicles. Get ready to sign and drive. Lease the all-new Volkswagen Passat, made right here in the USA for only $229 per month and zero money down. With nothing due at signing, the 2012 Passat also comes equipped with Volkswagen's 3-year, 36,000-mile carefree maintenance program. The best deals are already Right here. It's time to sign and drive at Medina Volkswagen Mazda, Cleveland's home to the low price guarantee. So check them out today for your chance to lease the all-new Passat for only $229 per month and zero down on Pearl Road in Medina. Or check them out anytime at MedinaVWMazda.com. Plus tax and title, 10,000 miles per year with approved credit. Out of dealer stock by 10/31.
Yeah, you know.
Hi, this is Mike Adams. You're listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
So appreciative that you have chosen to spend this portion of your day with us on Cleveland Browns Daily. And this opposition-focused segment is driven by Liberty Ford. As we continue with our opposition focus on today's show, Pete Carroll, the Seahawks head coach, spoke with the Browns media via conference call today. He was asked a variety of questions. One of the biggest, of course, deals with the quarterback situation. DeVaris Jackson, the starting quarterback for the Seahawks, has the pectoral injury. Charlie Whitehurst, the backup. And Carroll was asked how he was handling the quarterback situation in practice this week.
Charlie Whitehurst is taking all the snaps with the first group and getting ready to play. Tavares is on the mend, and he's going to take some, he's going to do some work today on the field. We'll find out where he is, and we're going to be slow getting him every day possible to get full control and strength in his shoulder. But he can throw the football, so we'll see how much in the coming days. I can't tell you any more than that right now. But Charlie, we need to get Charlie ready so he takes all the turns.
The Seahawks have seen some noticeable success in their last two games after shifting from a conventional offense to a hurry-up, no-huddle scheme. Carroll was asked about the impact of the switch.
Well, we're just kind of getting started. You know, we have up-tempo some, and we'll continue to spot it in there and see how it works. And we like the way our guys have responded and played in that mode. But we're just, you know, young at it and just trying to figure it out.
A year ago, when Pete Carroll left USC to become head coach of the Seahawks and John Schneider became the general manager, they set out to rebuild the football team. And man, was it a rebuilding project. We're talking about nearly 300 transactions. Carroll addressed the process of revamping his roster.
Well, we just went at it, you know, John Schneider, myself, and our staff just went at it trying to make this team as competitive as we could from day one. So everything we've done has always been with that thought in mind, and we've made a lot of changes. We made a lot of changes last year that we've, you know, nowhere near that kind of tempo of transition here. This time around, we're happy with these guys, and we're building now, and hopefully we can, you know, put together a team that we love and can do some good stuff with. But had nothing to do with what had gone on in the past. It was just moving ahead and trying to make it as competitive as possible.
One very key piece of that rebuilding project was adding Earl Thomas in last year's draft as a first-round pick from Texas. Thomas now is a starting free safety for the Seahawks, and Carroll loves his impact.
Earl's playing really well. He's grown tremendously from his first year experiences. You know, he's really had the sophomore jump, you know, going from one to the next, and he can do everything. He runs like the wind. He's tough. He can make plays on the football. He's a playmaker. You know, he contributes in special teams whenever we give him a chance. He can do everything. And so I think Earl, because of his great speed and his aggressiveness, gives him a chance to be a really good football player for a long time. And he's just getting started.
Carroll took some time to reflect on fellow San Francisco native Mike Holmgren, the Browns president, and Holmgren's impact on the Seahawks when he was their coach.
Well, we're both San Francisco guys, you know, and so we have a little bit of connection way back when. But we've never worked together, but I've known Mike for a long time just because Bay Area guys. Also, you know, just the Trojan connection that he went to SC, you know, and then just followed Mike throughout the San Francisco days and all the way throughout. You know, he's had a great career, a fun career to follow. You know, I feel like I know him, you know, just because we've been doing the same thing for so long and we've run into each other so many times. Oh, he was a big deal here, and he'll always be part of the Seahawks history. And people loved him, and he had great teams, and he put this place on the map, you know. So he's the most significant guy, you know, that ever factored in as far as he took him. And I know there'll be some guys gripe about that with Chuck, but he did a tremendous amount of stuff here, and will always be remembered for it.
It's clear that Browns quarterback Colt McCoy has a big fan in Pete Carroll.
Yeah, I think he's an incredible football player. And you can see it, and I know his history is through high school and college, and all the winning and the championships, and you can see why. He's a great football player. He gets the game. He makes great decisions. He takes care of the ball. He makes things happen. He can create when you need to, and he does some really, really exciting things on the field that always gives you a chance to win. And just like he did again last week, here he is. He's bringing him back to tie the game up at the end against the Raiders when you thought they wouldn't have a chance. I have great respect for his playing and also the way they fitted it together so that they can utilize his mobility and all of the cool things that he can do.
And those are the thoughts from Seahawks coach Pete Carroll as we take our opposition focus today. Much more coming up on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR. Hey, Browns fans, Vic Carucci here talking to you about my good friends at Liberty Ford, Ohio's number one Ford dealer group. With over 30 years in Northeast Ohio, it's certain Liberty Ford will make your next vehicle purchase an easy one. A friendly and knowledgeable staff paired with high-quality customer service makes the Liberty experience impossible to beat. Plus, their guaranteed financing, award-winning service department, and body shop just add to it. Visit Liberty Ford today or go to libertyford.com.
Quaker Steak and Lube is the official chicken wing of the Cleveland Browns. Stop into your local lube on any game day to get the exclusive Dog Pound Bucket of Wings. And guess what? You get to keep the signature Dog Pound Bucket. Don't worry, it's plastic, so you can clean off the lube wing sauce easily. Enjoy your Dog Pound Bucket at the lube or swing through the pickup Wingo window and take it home for your party. Quaker Steak and Lube is proud to be the official chicken wing of the Cleveland Browns.
Universal Windows Direct is back with our crazy $99 window sale.
Bill, I can't believe we're doing this. For every window you buy, you get the second one for $99.
Mike, that's almost like giving the windows away, man.
Dude, I hear you, but it's fall, home improvement time, and we don't want people to trust their windows to just any company.
I agree. We haven't even mentioned 36 months interest-free financing.
So call us right now at 216-518-8900, and we'll give you an extra 15% off.
You're killing me, Mike.
Call Universal Windows Direct, and tomorrow you'll be saved.
I love my windows.
How do you know you're getting the best deal when you want to buy a new car?
Go to AxelrodBuickGMC.com. We'll beat anyone's price in Northeast Ohio by $500 on all new Buicks and GMCs.
Axelrod Buick GMC, treating customers like family since 1979.
Restrictions apply. Join Kenny Rota and Freedom Child Entertainment's Misty at Around the Corner in Lakewood this Saturday at 4:30 p.m. Misty will be performing the national anthem at this Sunday's Browns game. Kenny will be giving away ESPN Cleveland prize packs. Kenny Rota and Freedom Child Entertainment's Misty at Around the Corner in Lakewood this Saturday.
Friday nights can be a little rough, especially during football season. That's why the Center for Orthopedics is offering a Saturday sports clinic where you or your student athlete can be seen by a sports medicine boarded medical orthopedist right away. Why wait until Monday when you can see a specialized orthopedist at Northeast Ohio's most advanced and comprehensive orthopedic center? The Center for Orthopedics Saturday sports clinic is located at their main office just off I-90 in Sheffield Village. For more information, visit center4orthopedics.com.
Convenience is the name of the game, and this is Doug Deacon. When I bought my car, I went directly to Mercedes-Benz of Bedford. The dealership is just minutes away from Cleveland Browns Stadium, and when I get my car serviced, well, they come pick it up and give me a courtesy car. How easy is that? It's also nice to know if my car gets tackled, they offer the most service technicians and a certified collision center, so I can get back on the road in no time. Take it from me, go to Mercedes-Benz of Bedford. Nothing but the best. Check them out online at MercedesBedford.com. Mercedes-Benz of Bedford, a Penske automotive dealership.
And we are back on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Hey, Browns fans, Cleveland Browns four-pack ticket plans are now available in the exclusive club level. Enjoy climate-controlled lounges and premium amenities to four great Browns home games. That includes the sold-out season finale against the Pittsburgh Steelers. For more information, call 440-824-3434 or visit clevelandbrowns.com. This Inside the Locker Room segment with our own Jameer Howerton is brought to you by Quaker Steak and Lube. Each week, Jameer sits down with a key Browns player. This week, it is tight end Alex Smith, who caught a touchdown pass against the Raiders last Sunday. Take it away, Jameer.
Thanks, Vic. Alex, the team is coming off a tough loss against the Oakland Raiders. What was the head coach's message in the squad meeting this morning?
Pretty much he just wants to focus on details. It's the little things that he thinks are getting us in trouble in the games. He's made several references of, you know, mental errors we had, penalties and mistakes that we all made. And, you know, those are things you can't do if you want to win in this league.
And with that, how is the mood in and around the locker room?
You know, I think guys responded well. Coach made mention of it off to practice today that he saw that guys took well to, you know, basically getting chewed out, and deservedly so. So, you know, guys came out there, worked hard, was all about business today.
Exactly. And let's talk about how it was all about business today. How was work today?
It's good, man. You can see guys are out there pissed off. Nobody's happy about where we are right now. We feel like we've let a couple of them go, and you know, we're trying everything we can to, you know, get this solved and get everything fixed. So, you know, it starts here in practice.
And Alex, as an offensive unit, what are some of the techniques you work on in practice that helps establish a tempo or rhythm? Because obviously you're upset about the fact that how the offense has gotten over to slow starts over the past five games.
Really, it's all about our tempo. We try to get in the huddle as quick as possible, out of the huddle as quick as possible, and back to the huddle as quick as possible. Those are all the things coach emphasizes, and not only does that build up conditioning, but you get a on offense, defense, and special teams combined.
We're joined by tight end Alex Smith here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. So far this season, Colt McCoy has spread the ball out to all of his tight ends, and Sunday you found yourself in the end zone to tie the game. Taking a look back at that play, it was a great play action that was well executed. How much of those plays stressed in practice?
Yeah, it's a play we've been working on really all since training camp. Every week we have our goal line installations, and we've been working on that week after week, and finally just got the week where we were able to call it and execute it.
Last Sunday was your 12th receiving touchdown of your career. As time develops, how do you see yourself growing in this offense?
I'm enjoying it, man. This is the same offense I came into the league with that West Coast offense, so I have a type of familiarity with it and comfort level, and I'm happy to have it back here in Cleveland. That's definitely going to be a tool for us. We have a lot of weapons that we can take advantage of this offense, so I'm definitely looking forward to it.
And what was some of the difference from the West Coast offense that you were previously in?
It's really just all about timing. And unfortunately, we didn't have that offseason to work out this year with the all lockout thing. But it's all about timing, knowing where your guys are going to be, and just creating mismatches all across the field. And, you know, like I said, we have the weapons on this team to, you know, really take advantage of that type of offense.
I know today was the first day of install, but just getting a snapshot, what will you expect to see Sunday against the Seattle defense?
They're playing well. Their record doesn't necessarily state it or their stats on defense, but they're a very aggressive defensive unit. They had a big win. I know they had a bye last week, but they had a big win in New York last 2 weeks ago. So we know they're going to be ready to play. They're going to be fired up, and we're expecting their best shot.
And lastly, Alex, there was a lot talked about how talented and the depth that the Browns have at the tight end position during this year's training camp. And that's becoming very clear when you see how much involved the tight ends are in this offense.
Yeah, unfortunately, it's a good and a bad thing. We're trying to get everybody on the field. It's hard to, you know, when you have such a, you know, depth at a position, to get everybody out there and utilize all those weapons. But, you know, coach is trying to do a pretty good job of rotating guys in, getting different packages for different guys. And, you know, I just commend him for doing that job. And, you know, hopefully we can, you know, keep it going.
Well, continue to catch like a wide receiver and block and run like a beast, as your tight ends coach would say.
Absolutely. That's Coach Hagan right there.
Back to you, Vic.
All right. Thank you, Jameer. Great stuff from Alex Smith. Breaking it down. Yeah, it's an angry football team, and it should be, after back-to-back losses and poor performances in both of those games. So you take the business to the field. Take a business-like approach. Be mad. I like that. That's exactly what we want to hear. Okay, coming up, we are going to address many more of your questions in our Ask Vic segment, brought to you by Quaker Steak and Lube. That's coming up on Cleveland Browns Daily, which is driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
ESPN Cleveland's traffic.
The inbound East Sherwin accident at East 222nd. Three lanes are blocked. Police are on the scene for you there. There is overnight work scheduled. Stark weather at the Interbell closing from midnight until 5 p.m. on Friday. The Interbell southbound ramp to 77 southbound closing overnight, 11 p.m. until 6 a.m. Warrensville Center at 480. Construction taking it down to one lane each direction. That's through July of next year. I'm Libby Rhodes, ESPN 850 WKNR Traffic.
Shop Ohio's largest selection of Ford trucks at Liberty, Ohio's number one Ford dealer group, and get the best deal of the year on a new Ford Ranger. Liberty Ford has hundreds of fuel-efficient Rangers in stock now with up to $5,000 in rebates. Or get 0% financing for 60 months, plus $1,000 cash back, and another $1,000 for your trade. That's 0 for 60 plus $2,000 on Ranger. Guaranteed financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion. In the world of big box retail, it's refreshing to find customer service with fair pricing. At Summit Sound and Security, they truly mean custom. Football season is here, and Summit Sound specializes in customizing your new home theater experience. Summit Sound is an authorized dealer of quality brands like LG, Samsung, Panasonic, Mitsubishi, and DirecTV. Stop in today and experience 3D TV in the new home theater showroom. Summit Sound and Security on Route 91 in Twinsburg and online at summitsound.net. At Summit, you've reached the peak.
PeppermillPubAndGrill.com for all things Peppermill, including the new $5 lunch menu, lettuce wraps, pasta with homemade sauce, and lunch buddies. Pairs of mini sandwiches with kettle chips or fresh fruit, only $5. Are you listening, Rockside Road? We're just two exits south off 77 from you. People are coming to Brecksville like never before for great lunches, dinners, and live music on Wednesdays, Saturdays, and now on Blue Mondays, the third Monday of every month, only at the Peppermill Pub and Grill. Learn more at PeppermillPubAndGrill.com.
Buy a suit. Get two plus three silk ties absolutely free at Joseph A. Bank. Just buy one suit at regular price and get two of equal or lesser value plus three silk ties regularly $94.50 or less for free. Plus incredible doorbusters on Thursday and Friday. All traveler sports shirts and a huge selection of merino sweaters, $37. Most important, all weekend long, buy a suit, get two handcrafted suits plus three silk ties absolutely free at Joseph A. Bank, Thursday through Sunday.
For the store nearest you, visit josbank.com. Joseph A. Bank, your tuxedo rental headquarters with 9 Cleveland area locations. Hey Cleveland, tired of hearing the phrase, wait until next year. Well, at Medina Volkswagen Mazda, next year is now. Medina Volkswagen Mazda is ushering in a new era of unbelievable savings with their 2012 fleet of award-winning fuel-efficient vehicles. Get ready to sign and drive. Lease the all-new Volkswagen Passat, made right here in the USA for only $229 per month and zero money down. With nothing due at signing, the 2012 Passat also comes equipped with Volkswagen's 3-year, 36,000-mile carefree maintenance program. The best deals are all right here. It's time to sign and drive at Medina Volkswagen Mazda, Cleveland's home to the low price guarantee. So check them out today for your chance to lease the all-new Passat for only $229 per month and zero down on Pearl Road in Medina. Or check them out anytime at MedinaVWMazda.com. Plus tax and title, 10,000 miles per year with approved credit, out of dealer stock by 10/31. Pickwick and Frolic has been known for laughter, martinis, and the only champagne bar. But the restaurant is the real star. Pickwick and Frolic has been voted one of the best restaurants in Cleveland. Come taste their new menu items featuring USDA certified Angus beef, as well as many of their other signature items. New executive chef Ken Sharapita will make you something you're sure to love. You can follow them on Twitter, Facebook, or visit pickwickandfrolic.com.
Hi, this is Mike Amsey. You're listening to the Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
All right, Mike Adams, thank you a couple times for the safety helping us with the rejoins. I love it. I love the support. And if anybody on this team would do that for you, Mike Adams would. I mean, that's for real. Yeah, they do. Pops, they call them. You know that. All right. The results of our poll question. Welcome back, by the way, to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. And our poll results of the question brought to you by Quaker Steak and Lube. Today's question is, the post-game coach's handshake, that ritual, still a good idea after what happened between Jim Harbaugh and Jim Schwartz? And why? And the options were yes or no. Pretty simple. Overwhelming response to this poll question, probably more, as much as if not more than any poll we've posted. So it was fascinating to a lot of people to discuss this topic, which has been a big one in the media. Harbaugh, of course, the 49ers coach, Schwartz, the Lions coach, and Harbaugh's aggressive handshake, if that's the right word, set off Jim Schwartz a little bit after the 49ers beat the Lions. I think the fact the 49ers beat the Lions set off Jim Schwartz a lot more, but that was maybe an after effect. So you voted. 96% of you said yes. So I'm in full agreement. I said at the top of the show, I think this is a ritual that's kind of past its time, and I don't mind it going away, because we've seen incidents. First of all, you remember Bill Belichick and the whole thing when he's coaching the Patriots. Belichick, the issues with Eric Mangini after the whole Spygate thing and how they would interact, because it became less about a sportsman-like act and more about drama, and it shouldn't be about drama, and this proves it, because you get roughly a minute to 30 seconds. Coaches are basically told to hustle your way across the field. Now you got a crowd, you got players, and you got photographers and the whole works, and then shake the other guy's hand and give him a whatever you want to give him, a good luck, coach, or, you know, sorry, coach, we'll talk to you next week, coach, or whatever, and move on. And it doesn't work anymore. And incidents like these, I think, can only prove as much. So it'll be interesting to see how the NFL, very image-conscious league, will address this. You get to the offseason, get to the league meetings, I assure you this is going to be on an agenda somewhere. Competition committee, they're going to talk about this, say, is it time to just forget this? Maybe just do a wave or something, you know, the nod, something like that. Anyway, the voters, 96% said yes. Some comments. Michael, it shows good sportsmanship. Anthony, some coaches need to show a little more sportsmanship, that's all. Susie says tradition is tradition. So you want to keep this. And again, I'm for getting rid of it, so I misspoke earlier. 96% of you want to keep this. Noah, it teaches the youth about accepting a loss and how to act when you win. They see it on TV. Well, yeah, except for that game. David, it is good as long as there is sportsmanship and respect. Matt, you cannot stop a good sportsman thing because of a minor incident. Okay. Now, Albert, of the 4% that said no, Albert said most post-game handshakes are done simply because someone said they should. And this is what I agree with, Albert. It's much like saying bless you after a sneeze. No one really means it. They just say it because it's supposed to be polite. All right, to your questions that you ask on the Browns official Facebook page, Dave asks, does the leadership come from the quarterback first or the coaches? I think leadership is a collective effort. It is the quarterback who's in the natural leadership role, but other players on this football team, a guy like DeQuell Jackson at middle linebacker, absolute leader, a guy like Joe Thomas, Alex Mack on the offensive line, absolute leaders. And oftentimes, older veteran players, Scott Fujita, are going to have more credibility than a younger quarterback, such as a Colt McCoy, who is only beginning his first full season as a starter, who is only a second-year player, who has plenty to prove not only to those who watch the team, but those who play alongside him on the team. And I think in this particular instance, but generally speaking, leadership is earned by the quarterback as much as it is by anyone else. The head coach is the consummate leader, has to be. If he doesn't have that part of his job down, then he shouldn't be a head coach. So a head coach has to lead as a number one job description and make a lot of key and good decisions. Or not, but that's how that is. Dan, having lost the last two games, do you think that motivates us to get a win? Dan, if the Browns aren't motivated to win, I don't know what to say about that, man. Two losses in a row better be motivation, but I think that motivation ought to be intrinsic. I think it ought to be there before you get to losing. You should be motivated to when you win, to win more. It's all about winning. That's all they're paid to do. Clark, why should we have faith in this offense? Because I do think the system that's being run, this West Coast system, Clark, has a history of success, a proven amount of success, and I think eventually it will work. I'm not opposed to tinkering, maybe putting some hurry-up elements to it, but the basic concept of design of the passing game and mixing the run with it, and I want to see more of running game, but it's got to be successful. And with a banged-up Peyton Hillis, and we'll see what Montario Hardesty can do, it's going to maybe take more time. Jacob asks, why is it such a battle for the Browns to get the run or the pass going? That's a good question, Jacob. I think execution, I think more a lack of maybe cohesion, which has to come together as a young team does. Don't want to put that in the excuse category because it sounds like that. But, again, football team that I think by the week is learning more and more about what it is and what it does. But more playmakers either have to step up or have to be found. And that's basically what we're talking about. Thank yous. We want to thank Warren Moon, the Hall of Famer. We want to thank Pete Carroll, of course, for being part of this. Alex Smith and Jameer Howerton, Kristen Ribelli, Dave DiNatale, Patrick McKenna, Michelle Manzo. We'll talk to you again. on Cleveland Browns Daily tomorrow, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.